Well, I believe that the mood of the people is very much the same. Basically, we just had to sit back and watch to see the sort of level of non-payment, and we believe that that has been quite sufficient so far. I firmly believe that people are still standing their ground and they're not paying.
In terms of the wider political focus of Right to Water, it evolved into the Right to Change movement. Is there a risk that becoming more politically engaged in a wider sphere might dilute the central message?
I don't believe so, no, because Right to Change was formed through ordinary sort of people, you know, calling out for let's find a new way to do politics. So it was through that Right to Change was sort of born. There seems to be a hunger among the public for a different way to conduct politics in Ireland that we haven't seen so far.
In terms of the positioning of this particular rally, we would expect around about that time the general election to be confirmed. With that in mind, do you believe that Right to Water in Donegal will be backing any specific candidates?
Well, we're not exactly endorsing any specific candidates. What Right to Water and Right to Change have done is they have asked potential candidates and also sitting TDs to back the Right to Change policies. So anyone who signs up to that, we definitely welcome that as a positive sign for hopefully a progressive change to government in Ireland.
But you don't envisage Right to Water or Right to Change specifically backing or campaigning for any one particular candidate in the country?
Absolutely not. What we're all about is just electing people who have the best interests of the country at heart, and be they independent or whatever, we're not specifically backing any one candidate or party.
You yourself contested the last local elections in Donegal. Do you perceive yourself or anybody else from within the organisation doing so this time?
Well, unfortunately for the likes of myself, the money is just not available. You know, we would love to have sort of more diverse candidates, I suppose, available in Donegal. But, you know, we'll just have to work with what's happening now and see how it turns out.